Kyla wants to know, can this correct something purely physical that's not an illness, such as a hernia or prolapsed uterus, or is this only for spiritual and emotional issues? Great question, Kayla.
So again, I can give a feedback, you know, mixing a doctor's perspective and a healer's perspective. When you say prolapsed uterus, of course, there are degrees of prolapse. You know, is it starting or it is really gone to a prolapse where a surgical intervention is needed? So that is completely something different. But to understand, one thing I want everyone to understand, if at all something is happening to the body where you are going into a chronic dis-ease state, there is an energy from the past which is creating this dis-ease. And yes, it can be that, say, the uterus is in last stage of prolapse where only surgically it can be, you know, fixed or it has to be removed, whatever. But remember, even surgical intervention, this part will be sort of fixed or removed, but that energy will go to the other organ. You have to go and understand what exactly is the energy which is causing the body breakdown. So it depends on, you know, what stage you come to me for me to roadmap it to understand where is it going from here, whether it can be tweaked right here or it has to be stopped so that no other organ gets damaged.
Thank you for answering that. Gail said, I have battled different addictions over the years. I have been blessed with remaining sober for over 30 years, but still battle with cigarettes, gambling, pills, depression. Can your work help with these?
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad, Gail, that you are asking this, because that was, again, another front where I have had tremendous success with. And again, I know mainstream medicine cannot help much when it comes to addictions. You know, we go through a program and all of that, but the relapse rate is very, very high. So with addictions, it is very, very sticky. And when you talk about, you know, smoking or any other addiction, I would like to explain it as subconsciously there is a void. There is a void which you are consciously trying to replace through addictions. And I'll just give you a quick example now of what exactly do I mean with that. And yes, addictions definitely require more than one session. It's not a one session deal. Again, you know, I just want to emphasize that each session brings you something solid, an energy which affects all the beautiful aspects of your life. But there are times where you have to dive in more than one time. It absolutely is necessary, you know, again, as I said, to the core issue. And that is what addictions are all about. It needs a handful of sessions, back-to-back sessions, literally daily sessions. And that is the only way you can remove the sticky energy. So this reminds me of a case, a smoker who was smoking for almost 30 years. And his smoking, it's like a chain smoker, and he was smoking almost three packs or more than three packs a day. Again, consciously, you know that this is, you know, taking life out of you. Your health is deteriorating. And, of course, he had tried many times to kick it, but it was just not happening. We entered into the zone, again, to understand how this, you know, what exactly was he trying to replace through the cigarettes. And in this gentleman's life at age 14, his father passed away, you know, unexpectedly, and he just lost that breadwinner in the house. And this child became an adult overnight at 14, and he was sort of taking care of the mother, of the sister, and, you know, trying to understand how to ground the family financially. And his mind took him back to the memory where he was 18, and he was so desperate to find a job because he needed to fund his own education. And literally, he could feel that restlessness as if he was back in time, as if he was 18 years old. And he was like, I just need this money because I have to go to the university, because I have to earn, and I have to, you know, make sure my sister is studying and all of that. And at that moment in restlessness, He looked in front of him, and there was a shop, and there was a pack of cigarette, the same pack of cigarette his dad used to smoke. Same pack.
Mm.
And he just reached out, and the cigarette went in his mouth, and that was, "Dad, I so need you right now." Cigarette was his father. And
that
the moment that thing came in, the moment he saw his closure with his father, Iram, he needed to connect with the soul of his father, which happens in that magical space. The moment you find that closure, the moment you release that anger, why did you leave me? Why did I have to go through all of this? Why? You know, that why thing. And the moment all those energies are released, now cigarette has no place because you're not replacing anything. You're just okay. So addiction is replacement. You're replacing a lot of things which you did not find closure of.
Yeah, and what an amazing story. And thank you so much for addressing addiction. So remember, addictions can be addiction to something or some behavior. You know, a lot of us are addicted to certain behaviors, such as, you know, we're addicted to running a certain pattern in our life. We're addicted to certain relationships. We keep attracting narcissists, for example.
Yeah.
I was just told that in a recent, you know, book that's become a bestseller, they said that it's every five people right now in America, every fifth person is a narcissist. So imagine the level of emotional abuse and control that people are having to deal with. They're all going to need sessions. Sorry, eventually they're all going to need sessions. But yeah, so addiction is anything that basically you know is not bringing a positive, beneficial outcome in your life, but you still do it. It's like you can't help yourself. So that's an addiction. So it can be to substances, or it can be to behaviors, it can to patterns. And that's what really Sonia's, that's where she specializes. It's those stickiest, you know, things you can't get rid of, things that you've tried so many things to change in your life, but you can't, or things that go away for a little while, then they come back. Those are those really sticky behaviors that won't go away, or patterns. So now, of course, we talked about the physical stuff as well. We are going to come back, address maybe one more time exactly who is this work for. In a nutshell, it's for everybody. You know, if it's for everybody, especially if your issue has been around for a long time and you have not been able to resolve it and you have a desire to resolve it.